I'm Rachel Otwell. You're tuned in to NPR Illinois. Last year, over 100 people piled into our station here at NPR Illinois for the annual shindig celebrating our donors. We call it Thank You Fest. Two Springfield bands joined us for an after party. Today, we bring you some of the music we recorded that night, as well as part of a conversation I had with the band singer slash guitar player Bernie Flesh.
We kind of jump around a lot. We have a lot of songs that are like really traditional, like rockabilly or honky tonk, and then we have other things that are more like kind of folky punk. We don't try and just be the traditional cliche rockabilly band, just go up there and play 12-bar blues all night. Although we do have some songs like that.
Flesh was joined on stage by lead guitarist Mick Conboy, Matt Combs on upright bass, and Gary Hawthorne on drums. Tune in now for this special listen to Jukebox Casanova. Bernie Flesh is an area native and has been in several bands over the years. He slowly made the transition from punk to country. I asked him about the change.
Well, I think it's kind of funny. Like a lot of us when we were younger, we were in a lot of punk bands or metal bands. And you get older, and like if you would have told me when I started my first crappy punk band when I was like 16 that I'd be playing country when I was 30 something, I'd probably be like, no, that's ridiculous. I don't even like trucks. But I do, and I drive a truck, so, you know, things change. I think there's a correlation between punk rock and early rock and roll that probably never go away, and that's why a lot of times I feel like punk rock is the most honest version of rock and roll that's out today. You know, it's still pretty simple, and it's vocally and lyrically driven. I think that's something that hasn't in common with like classic country or rockabilly or even like old Motown kind of stuff.
You're listening to a special broadcast of Jukebox Casanova, recorded live in the Sugg studio at NPR, Illinois. I'm Rachel Otwell. Bernie Flesch is the singer and guitarist. We talked about how the group got together.
I was in two other bands when we first started Jukebox, and me and this guy, Ben Underwood, we were in this band called Ghost Hollow Road, and his brother moved back to Kansas where they're from, and we were just like, man, we're going to start another band. So we went through a bunch of different people and eventually found these guys. Combs, one of our first drummer, Matt Skinner, moved to Texas, and then we got Gary, who also plays in Ghost Tsunami. It's been awesome. You know, we've only been around for about 2 years, but we got to open up for Reverend Horton Heat. You know, for me, like, my 16-year-old self is like crying with happiness. It was really cool. And we've been fortunate and got to play with, you know, some great bands.
This is the title track off Jukebox Casanova's full-length album called We're Wolves. We count me mine as bloody as killing. Man as a beast, it's a beast of man. We're on sun and the earth. We're on hard and the autumn blow. We're the time we won't be blow. Even if you try your past in life, you won't play. When Bernie Flesch isn't focused on his own music, he's hosting bands at Springfield venue, Bar None, where he's the booker. Getting bands in to play is easy. Flesch says he fields several requests from touring bands a day. Getting an audience is the more difficult part. I asked how he copes when the turnout for a show is less than ideal.
Them's the breaks, is what my dad always says. I try and kind of carve out a niche for the local music scene. Like, we're the only consistently booking original band venue in town for people over 21. And, I mean, there's a reason for that. It's tough. It's tough going. But we just keep doing it because we love original music and we want a spot for touring bands to count on, you know. Sometimes they show up and, like you said, there's 12 people there. I've had bands from Germany and like all over the country, and then like, you know, there's 10 people there. I was like, these 10 people really liked you though. Yeah. Especially touring bands are pretty understanding, where you're like, hey, we got $50 at the door. And they're like, oh, that's awesome. Oh man, we could eat tonight. That's so good.
Here's one last tune by Jukebox Casanova called California Avenue. Whack a new one to me. There's no real reason. You've been listening to a special broadcast recorded in our Suggs studio. This has been a performance and chat with Springfield Americana band, Jukebox Casanova. Find this interview and links to more music online at WUIS.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Now